listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, just popping out for a bite to eat. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hey, your buddy Mike the Ghoul here as well, enjoying some lunch for breakfast, because as much of a bummer it is they got rid of breakfast around me, we're going to review some Taco Bell stuff, and I got it. We're going to do some of my reviews live, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, we're trying things just a little different here, just to see how it goes.
Yeah. I didn't get to get this before today, and then we was planning on, like, hey, we'll do the podcast that day, and I was like, hey, what if I just eat it right then and there, and we'll just kind of laugh about
exactly.
it, so that's what we're going to do.
Sounds great. So you got the food just now, which you have in front of you. I ate this a few days ago. We got the same items. We're doing the same thing. It's just a bunch of the weird specialties that Taco Bell came out with at the start of the year. We're looking at the mini taco salad, the steak and garlic nacho fries, and the chicken nuggets, which they brought back again. So, and I had already tried the nuggets before, but I got them again with some dipping sauces, and they were great. But that's a spoiler, and we're moving ahead. So what are you starting off with first, sir?
Taco salad.
Oh,
like, this thing...
Bring it over a little closer.
So here's the taco set. I've already mixed it up a little bit. This thing's adorable, man.
It is adorable.
The shell is really cute. It, you know, the lettuce looks pretty fresh here. It looks like what kind of Taco Bell produce would look like. And there's ground beef in here. There might be some beans and some other stuff. But, like, let's grab a bite and kind of, like, see what we think here. I like spicy. Sorry to put the spicy sauce on it, but that's just me.
Did you do a fire or Diablo?
Diablo.
Nice,
I like it hot, man.
Yeah,
so
me too.
We got the Diablo here.
Me too.
Yep. So let's get a bite. We got a little bit of everything here, a little bit of sour cream, a little bit of lettuce, a little bit of everything. So I'll tell you what, this is pretty good. The produce, like I said, it looks fresh, tastes fresh. The tomatoes are good. They're not, like, soft and weak. Obviously, the spicy sauce is going to, you know, make things spicy.
Yeah.
I like it that way. The ground beef is fine. It's Taco Bell ground beef. Taco Bell is a quality fast food. Anyway, you slice it and they stay in their lane.
Yeah, they do. Well, that's the thing. They have, like, five ingredients and they just mix it together in various different ways and they create everything that they make. But it works well because it's quote-unquote Mexican food. But for Mexican food, I mean, like, when you're talking your chimichangas, your enchiladas, your tacos, it's all the same stuff, just in a slightly different wrapper. And that's basically what this is they have their crispy shell with a bunch of crap in the middle of it.
Yep, and it looks like this is, like, a little bit bigger than a standard taco size shell. You know, maybe, you know, just
tostada,
ever so slightly.
Yeah.
Tostada size, exactly. There's definitely some beans on there, too.
Yeah.
I thought I tasted those, which is fine. I like refried beans just fine. Definitely, like, a flour shell.
Yeah.
Not a corn, which is fine.
Not corn, no.
And it's good. You know, it tastes what you would think a fried tortilla would taste like.
Yep.
I would say this is very solid. You're not going to give this, like, you know, an A+ because it's a mini taco salad from a fast food place, but it's a solid B+ for me.
Yeah,
I'd
rate it a B as well. I know that way back in the day, Taco Bell used to regularly have taco salads, and I think they got rid of them. Although, to be honest with you, I've not looked at the menu for it because I always gravitated towards, like, the tacos and the burritos anyway. But so they brought this out, and I was curious about it because it has, like, your standard meat and beans and some greens and some cheese and, like, a somewhat spicy sauce in there all mixed together. My thing was, you're eating it like a salad, which is smart. That's, I mean, it's a mini taco salad. I basically was just a monster because it was a mini taco salad. I'm like, I can just eat this. I just picked it up and shoved it in my face, like, whole, which was great for the first few bites. But the way it was distributed in my taco salad, since I didn't mix it up, like, all the beans were off to one side, so by the end of it, all I got was a mouthful of tostada and bean, and that knocked the score down for me. I think if it was, like, perfectly layered, I would probably give it, like, a higher score. But for where it was and how much of it I ate, I'd give it a B. Maybe a B-.
I agree. Solid B, somewhere in that realm, depending on how fresh the ingredients taste, we'll kick it up or down.
Yeah.
I think it's totally fine.
And that is,
I do not hate it. I don't hate it at all.
That is fair. That's, like, unlike some other fast food restaurants where everything they have is frozen and they just kind of, like, flash fire it before they serve it to you. The Taco Bell stuff does rely on a lot of it being pretty fresh when it gets to you.
Point of order when I went and got this.
Yes.
So I ordered through the mobile app and I pulled up to the drive-thru, said my name, rolled up to the window, and the guy said, hey, I hope you don't mind. We make some of this stuff when you guys get here. If you don't mind, just hang in a sec. I'm guessing that was the taco salad,
yeah,
for sure.
They want to be fresh.
And it was, because usually, like, all these ingredients that are sitting for a while, they're going to get mushy. There's still crunch on the shell. And the guy took the time to tell me that. And, like,
he
didn't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, they I was impressed by the level of customer service I got at a Taco Bell. I'll put it that way. It's a place I haven't been to this particular one because the one I normally go to didn't have the garlic steak fries we're going to be trying. So I went to a different Taco Bell. I will be going back to this one when I get Taco Bell from now on. Not that the other place is bad, but I had never had that level of customer service from a fast food place other than like Chick-fil-A, which is the devil in its own right. But they say what you want. They have great customer service. I was impressed with this, and this is good. This is pretty good.
Fries are next, and I'm sure this is another one they probably assembled mostly fresh for you. They probably had the fries off in the fryer basket, and then they put everything else on there, because it's a lot of sauce. It's steak. They're weird, like, burrito steaks, so it's chunks, but it's, like, soft chunks, because they're, you know, pasteurized, processed steak food. With, like, their cheesy sauce, their garlic sauce, and then the fries themselves. I hadn't had the nacho fries before, because I'm like, it's Taco Bell, why would I have fries there? But at the same time, it's like, it's Taco Bell, why would I have nuggets there? And they won me over with that. So the steak fries are the next thing we are sampling.
The overall spread of the ingredients, fine. Again, the tomatoes and stuff look fresh. You can tell looking at this meat, this is...
Yeah.
This is meat in the truest sense that it's meat.
Yeah. It's their processed meat. Formed and made, but it's fine.
It's fine. This is not the product that it started out at. This is the way it looks. And you've had this before in many forms throughout your life, but you can tell looking at it, this is not steak.
It has the same consistency as a nugget or like the McRib or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So we got the little bit of the sauces here. We'll get a little bit of it. We'll get everything in one of these bites. We'll get the steak. Here's the bite, tomatoes, a little bit of everything, and we'll see how this is. I'm a big sauce guy, and this is slathered, so let's see what we got.
I was a fan. I liked the garlicky flavor of the sauce. I didn't think, like, unlike their regular cheese sauce, which I found strong and almost too salty, the garlic had a nice flavor to it. I started dipping my nuggets in it, too, because the garlic flavor was just really creamy and good.
This is also very good. The garlic sauce is very good. I'm going to be a snob here. The steak, it just tastes off-putting in the texture because you know what it is. If you can get past that, this is a home run. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't hate it. I'm just pointing it out because, let's be fair, if you're a texture person, it's going to mess you up, but it's good, man.
I think if they'd used, like, the chicken or the ground beef instead on it, I probably would like to. But at the same time, you want something chunky, so steak over ground beef for the fries, so you can pick it up like a nacho, essentially. Like, I think the chicken would probably be good on it, but I can understand why they went with the steak, because the steak has a stronger flavor that probably stands up to the garlic sauce better.
Yep. And, you know, the sauce is very good. The fries are fine.
They're
nacho flavor. Yeah. The tomatoes, it's nachos with fries and steak. Like, it's exactly what you would think it would be. And the garlic sauce, like you said, it's very garlicky.
But good.
It adds to it. Yeah. It's good.
It's really good. Yeah. No, as I said, if you get that with the side of the chicken nuggets like I did, because they're all in the specialties menu and I was just picking random crap, dip those nuggets in, and those are great, and I was having a grand old time with them. So, but yeah, no, I would give these, the steaks, even with the weird texture, I'd give the steak fries probably an A, because you do have to get past it, but also you're eating at Taco Bell and you ordered something with steak in the name. I think you kind of know what you're getting.
Exactly, yeah. I would agree. This is an A for me with the taste and everything. The steak, even of itself, depending on the size of the piece, actually does have the consistency feel of steak. So, I mean, there's even that going for it. And the cheese sauces work. The garlickiness, there's also the cheese sauce on here. There's sour cream, I think, in here as well somewhere. Yeah. It's got
a lot of creaminess.
Yeah, some shredded cheese on there too, not just like, you know, they got some little chunks of their cheddar on there. So this is hangover stoner food, and I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah. It is absolutely not healthy in the slightest, but if it's like the fourth meal and you're going in at midnight to get your Taco Bell, this is a great like midnight meal before or after a couple beers.
Oh, yeah.
So we got our nugs now. These are chicken nuggets in the standard chicken nugget consistency that you'd expect. Not like McDonald's nugs, which are much more pasteurized and processed. These are kind of half formed, half whole bit, which is weird, but it's Taco Bell. Everything's weird with them. With the coating has like tortilla ground in it.
You can see that.
So it has a more corny chip flavor than your standard like coating. So it all kind of just works well together for a Taco Bell flavor. And then it has like a specific dipping sauce. I also got like a jalapeno ranch sauce with it when I tried both of them.
I got the spicy ranch and the chipotle sauce again, because I'm a spicy guy. And I got some of the garlic on the side here from the fries I'm going to try as well. But like, I cut the chicken in half and like, it looks like chicken.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, you get those nuggets and you're like, a nugget. This is as close to chicken as you're going to get, I think, in my opinion, just on
in a nugget form. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's try with the spicy ranch sauce. Those are good.
Those are, yeah. They even when you have to take them home, there's still a little bit of that crunch to it because of the corn coating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I think like the ranch is decent. It's got a nice kick to it. I like the chipotle sauce better. I think there's a sweetness to it and a bit of smokiness I liked. But then, you know, the garlic is really good too.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the most impressive thing about this bite of chicken is like there's so many fast food chickens that look like this or that you've gotten at a restaurant that look like this. And like they have this like almost strange peppery finish like back here. I don't know if it's something in the breading or what.
Blame this Cisco doesn't for that. Have that. Yeah.
Yeah. This doesn't have that, which I kind of dig because you have so many, like, it's the same nug in a different form again. Like, this has a different taste to it.
Yeah.
I like this. This is quite good. I would give this a solid B. I'd even say almost an A with this chicken nugget. This is pretty damn good.
Yeah. They definitely try to give it a Mexican-y, quote unquote. I mean, it's still Tex-Mex fast food, but a Mexican-y kind of flavor to it that I think actually makes them better than most of the nuggets that are out there. If you get them fresh. I know some people on like Reddit and so forth show pictures of nuggets they've gotten that have been sitting underneath the heat lamp for 3 hours, and those are nasty, but any nugget's going to be nasty after that.
Yeah, anything's nasty under a heat lamp that long. Right? These are good.
Yeah.
The little tortilla like flex throughout the breading adds a nice little contrast to just like typical breading. It's good, man. Like top, again, you're getting what you, but this is a hell of a lot of food. 10 nuggets, fries, a mini taco salad. This is a lot of food. I'm not going to finish all this, clearly. I got the 10-piece, so I'd share some of the nugs with my wife because she loves chicken nuggets. $16.
Yeah, I mean, that's two people's worth of food right there. Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad at all.
You can't go to McDonald's and get food for two people for $16. Like, Taco Bell stays in their lane to this day. And they, you know, the days of the 49-cent taco are gone. But
Sadly.
But this is a quality meal for price and texture and food. Like, it's just overall, this is good. This is one of the better review meals we have done. And it was a little spooky to do it live. But
I liked all of it. Who knew?
I'm a fan of this one. Maybe we should change up our formula or something. This is good. It's good.
It's hard because, like, I'm in the middle of nowhere, so my fast food restaurants are much farther away from me than they are for you. So, like, you can eat them live on camera because you only have to go 5 minutes to go somewhere. For me, it's like I have to eat them ahead of time just so I can get them while they're still warm. So,
it's over. Yeah. This is good. I like the chipotle sauce better as well. It has that sweetness and that smoky that you'd like in a chipotle.
Yep.
I wish it was a little bit spicier, but I'm a snob. That's just me. Flavor-wise, outstanding.
Yep.
This is a solid B+, A- fast food meal.
I agree.
Definitely one of the best that we've done since we've been reviewing food.
I think the fries are probably the best thing they have of the three selections we got. Those are, and it's one of their specialties that they're offering right now. So it's one of the best of the specialties they're doing. I would go back for the fries along with the nugs to just pair the two together and dip between, probably with like a taco or something. I think I'd skip the taco salad because I think I like their regular tacos better than the taco salad, even though the mini taco salad is pretty good. And I think it's only like $3, so it's not like it's a bad price for it. Yeah.
You're like $2.89, I think it was. Yeah. Like the fries, I think, were $8 because, you know, they have the steak. And the nugs, I think, were like, you know, $5, $6 for the 10-pack. Yeah. I just got the nugs, not the fries and drink that came with it. So, I mean, solid price and solid food.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
I'm going to finish this taco salad for sure because that's the one thing that that'll not keep.
Not keep but, at all, yeah.
I'm going to reheat these fries later for sure and
yeah, they'll
the nugs. I'll have a couple more of these, and I'll give my wife the rest. And this will be good food later, as we're recording this on Super Bowl Sunday pregame. So this will be a nice little football food later on today for me.
Heck yeah! So with that, we agree that the Taco Bell specialties they put out right now are pretty good this time around. Well worth checking out if that's something you're interested in. And we are more than likely going to go back.
I agree. Yeah, top marks for Taco Bell today. I'm a big fan.
They're not endorsing us, but we might just be endorsing them. So.
Sponsor.
I'm not sure they care whether or not we sponsor them, honestly.
Probably not, but you know what? We're here if you guys are, you know?
This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, drizzling their garlic sauce all over everything. I'm Mike Finkelstein.
Well, your buddy Mike the Ghoul drowning things in the Ebola sauce, but he likes spicy, so eat your Taco Bell, kids.
We will see you all next time.